This is Tate Servance out of the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I will be right here with our local news. The woman accused of helping her husband cut an unborn baby out of her own daughter's womb pleaded to be released from jail pending a trial. Courtney Bartholomew, 40, the biological mother of Rebecca Park, made the request to 84th District Judge Corey J. Wiggins Wednesday, December 3rd, citing Bartholomew's unidentified medical ailments and her need to care for her 14-year-old son. However, Judge Corey J. Wiggins denied her bond request, citing high flight risk and danger to the community. Courtney Bartholomew and her husband Bradley Allen Bartholomew, 47, have been charged with 8 crimes, including first-degree premeditated murder and torture, facing potential life sentences if convicted. Prosecutors allege the couple held 22-year-old Park against her will and ultimately killed her and her child while carrying out a preconceived plan. Michigan's minimum wage already took a couple of big jumps in 2025. It went from $10.56 an hour on January 1st to $12.48 an hour on February 21st. As part of a court-driven reset to an earlier wage law. That wasn't an issue on your pay stub. That's Michigan trying to play catch-up. We're not done there just yet. Under the improved Workforce Opportunity Wage Act, Michigan's minimum wage is scheduled to rise again to $13.73 an hour on January 1st, 2026. And then another bump on January 2027, bringing it to an even $15 an hour wage. That's a roadmap to a higher livable wage here in the state of Michigan. All of this is happening while the federal minimum wage is still stuck at $7.25, where it has been since 2009. States like Michigan have basically given up on waiting for DC to do anything and are raising their own floors instead. Gary Jean Nanny, a former U.S. military tank operator, appeared before Judge Prill in Huron County Court Monday for violating the terms of his probation. Nanny was found to have consumed alcohol on his birthday, breaching the conditions of a delayed sentence. As a result, the court revoked the delay of sentence and ordered him to serve 120 days in the Huron County Jail, with credit for 32 days already served. His probation remains in effect following the completion of the jail term. Nanny is required to report to the county jail no later than 8 a.m. on Monday, December 8th, 2025. After a short public service announcement, I will be back with your national and international news.
Everyone needs to take care of their mental health, even running back Bijan Robinson.
When I'm on the field and feeling the pressure, I usually just take a deep breath. When I'm just breathing and seeing what's in front of me, everything just slows down. It just makes me feel great before I run the play.
Just like Bijan, we all need a strong mental game on and off the field. Make a game plan for your mental health at loveyourmindplaybook.org.
Love your mind.
Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Foundation, the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation, and the Ad Council.
And we are back with our national news. President Donald Trump, the Trump administration's climate and energy agenda is drawing renewed scrutiny from policy analysts, who say earlier cuts to weather and climate programs at agencies like NOAA and the National Weather Service have left communities more vulnerable to increasingly severe storms, flood, and heat waves. Linked to climate change. European and Ukrainian officials accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of displaying only a superficial interest in peace efforts after lengthy talks with U.S. envoys in Moscow produced no clear breakthrough, illustrating continued diplomatic deadlock over the war in Ukraine. At this time, I will be going to Steve Adamson with our weather.